Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring. Let's pick up where we left off yesterday on the what that first miracle means to each of us. Before we finish this teaching, let's do a brief review. The first miracle performed by Jesus was a prosperity miracle, the wedding feast in Cana. In biblical times, especially during the life of Jesus, weddings were an experience in abundance and sometimes extravagance. You know, I like the account of this miracle found in John chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, John 2, 1 through 10. So let's look at these seven lessons, and here's where the review starts. Lesson 1. When a need arises, don't panic. John 2:3. And when the wine was all gone, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no more wine." In those days, having the wine run out at a wedding feast would be a cause of great embarrassment, thus panicking, creating a panic that was becoming evident, even more evident as time wore on. Here's the key. When the storms of life are swirling around you, don't panic. Turn to Jesus. Lesson number 2, be specific in your request. Do you want a raise? How much? When do you want the raise to begin? Do you want a new car? What make and model? What color interior? Do you want leather or cloth seats? What toys do you want on the car? How much weight do you want to release? When will you start exercising? How will you change your diet? How long will you exercise each day? Our God's a God of specificity, which is why we must be specific in our miracle prayer request. Lesson number 3, understand what you're capable of. Understand what you're capable of. When Jesus arrived at the wedding feast at Cana, his mother approached him with the news that, well, the host was out of wine. Mary clearly understood who her son was and what he could do. The question today is, do we understand who we are? And whose authority we operate in, and how Holy Ghost power is available to us with his direction. Lesson number 4. Start with what you got. Start with what you got. John 5:6 in the Classic Amplified. Now there were 6 water pots of stone standing there as the Jewish custom of purification. Ceremonial Washington demanded. Holding 20 to 30 gallons apiece. Water weighs 8 pounds a gallon, so the water pots could weigh between 160 and 240 pounds based on scripture. The water pots were generally rough and stony, kind of like our lives sometimes. Scripture says they were used for the Jewish custom of purification, ceremonial washing. Literally, the water in those pots was used to wash the feet of all the guests. This is dirty from the journal. They all wore sandals. Water is used to cleanse not only literally but spiritually as well. Ephesians 5:26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. Now let's pick up where we left off yesterday. Lesson number 5. Use what you have. Jesus did. He used what he had as what he desired. And that's how the water became wine. Even though we may not feel like it's the case, you and I have everything we need to experience supernatural turnarounds and miracle manifestations in our lives. Jesus treated what he had, the water, of which he had an existing abundance, as the desired supply of what he wanted, the wine. He didn't complain. He didn't question. He didn't make excuses. He used what he had to get what he desired. We should do no less in our daily lives. First, we must know that we have the God-given ability to perform at a level we never thought possible. In fact, I recommend you write that down. God has given us the ability to perform at a level I never previously thought possible. God has given me an ability to perform at a level I never previously thought possible. Think about it. Romans 12:6 in the Living Bible says, God is giving each of us the ability to do certain things well. Hallelujah. God has given Yvette the ability to do certain things well. God has given Gary the ability to do certain things well. God has given Mia the ability to do certain things well. And you see, this gift is from the Holy Spirit. This empowerment is from the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy 1:14, the Living Bible. Guard well the splendid God-given ability you received as a gift from the Holy Spirit who lives within you. Start with what you have, where you are, and make the best of it. Second, you may not have the educational and or vocational training required for the next position you desire. However, don't complain about what you don't have. Use what you do have. Create a plan to get from where you are to where you want to be. Once you start using what you've got where you are, you will discover an amazing fact. You're able to do and accomplish more than you ever thought possible. Yes, you will even see and experience miracle manifestation. You create your own opportunities. Start where you are and get going. Lesson 6. Don't talk about what you're going to do. Do it. John 2:7, Amplified. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. So they filled them up to the brim. Jesus gave specific directions to the servants. He didn't just tell the servants to fill the water pots. He instructed them to fill the water pots to the brim. To handle a water pot would not have been an easy task. And the scripture indicates each pot was made of stone, which would have been heavy in and of itself. And then you pour roughly 200 pounds of water into it. And that's why several servants were assigned to each water pot. Mary told them what to do. They didn't question her. So it stands to reason she was known to the servants. They wouldn't have responded to just anybody. When Jesus told them what to do, they apparently did it without question as well. When we begin to take action with what we've got, there's a spiritual dynamic that is set into motion. If you feel like you don't have what you need to take action, to change your direction, to turn things around, just remember, yes, you do. If you have a thought, an idea, a scripture, a prayer, or anything else that stirs your faith, you got what you need. We need to do what Jesus did. Take action using what we've got. Take action using what we've got. Start with what you have. Start with what you have. Praise God for it. Then take action. Always bless God for what you have, treating it as abundance and not as lack. Take the circumstances of your life just as they are. Pour the water, oh, hallelujah. Pour the water of the word into your rough, stony pots and get God involved in the decisions you make and the actions you take. One more thing. When you pour in the water, the word, into your water pot, current need or adversity, fill it to the brim. Not halfway or close to the top, but all the way to the top. Lesson number seven. The last is the best. John 2:8-10. John 2:8-10, Amplified Bible. Then he said to them, draw some out and take it to the manager of the feast, to the one presiding, the superintendent of the banquet. So they took him some. And when the manager tasted the water, just now turned to wine, not knowing where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, he called the bridegroom and said to him, Everyone else serves his best wine first. And when people have drunk freely, then he serves that which is not so good. But you have kept back the good wine until now. Sometimes believers think the right thoughts, speak the right words, but they do not complete or receive the miracle they desire. When we experience miracle manifestation, when we want to experience miracle manifestation, it's important that we share our testimony with others. The water turned into wine, but nobody knew it until the servants drew it out and took it to the governor of the feast. When God saves, delivers, heals, prospers us, we need to shout it from the housetops. Matthew 10:27 in the New Living Translation. What I tell you now in darkness, shout abroad when daylight breaks. What I whisper in your ear, shout it from the housetops for all to hear. The superintendent of the banquet wanted everyone to know that the best wine had been saved for the last. And by the way, it was the best wine. Not the kind you find at 7-Eleven, but the very best. If we want miracle manifestation, in our lives, we must give God our very best. How do we fill our lives to the brim? Actually, it's real easy. It really is. Seven words. Read your Bible. Do what it says. Read your Bible. Do what it says. Back to Romans 12:6. Romans 12:6 in the Living Bible. God has given each of us, that includes you, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, no matter how bleak your opportunities may seem or how difficult your circumstances may be, God has given you the ability to do certain things well. Brother Harold, I don't really have a skill set. Well, not according to the Word of God. The Word says He's given you ability to do certain things well. Have you identified those things? Do you know what they are? I'd write that scripture down and personalize and carry with me all day, every day probably. I might even make it my screensaver on my electronic toys. God has given, what's your name? God has given Vincent the ability to do certain things well. Use your name. Use your name. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, no matter how things look right now, God has given you the ability to do certain things well. If you get nothing else from today's call, grab a hold of that. In every task you undertake, recognize that God has given you the ability to do certain things well. And that'll make you shout hallelujah. I can tell you that. Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And up at the top where it says sow a seed, if you've been blessed by the teaching, just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Do what He says. As a reminder, keep praying for our friends affected by Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. And bless all those responders and people who've gone over and above to care for others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts.